Welcome to Generations Radio. This is Kevin Swanson. Today we take this devotional from the Generations Proverbs Bible Study Guide for your encouragement and edification. Proverbs 1, 8, and 9. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. God's Book of Wisdom is intended as the core curriculum for a young man or a young woman. This is very much God's recommended philosophy of education for a young person. The entire book presents the basic content and essential method to be used for the training of a child. Right away, the teachers for this particular young man are introduced as his father and mother. This counters the humanist method, which insists upon professional teachers assigned by the state. Considered as the father of modern education, Jean-Jacques Rousseau abandoned his five children on the streets of Paris and then called for a system of instruction by the state. He prescribed many years with an unmarried tutor who would withdraw the child as much as possible from parents and relatives. Rousseau patterned his recommendations after the ancient Greeks. Plato, for example, proposed a world of professional guardians to raise the children for the state, and he required that, quote, no father should know his son, and no son should know his father. The modern humanist state has incorporated this system of education more consistently than any other civilization in history. Forsake not the law of your mother. When referring to the commandment of your father and the law of your mother, the book of Proverbs does not make reference directly to the law of God. While parents are responsible for teaching the laws of God to their children, Psalm 78, 5-7, these particular references point to the specific parental applications of these laws. For example, a mother teaches her son to tuck in his shirt and make his bed in the morning. A father teaches his son manners or inculcates certain good habits by which the boy may love and respect his mother and his siblings. If the boy was to play the lawyer and insist that he could find no commandment in Scripture about making beds and tucking in shirts, he violates this principle. By resisting these commands, he is not honoring his father and mother. Christian parents must do the best they can to teach the laws of God by enforcing certain applications of these laws. Should the young man reject every suggested application of the commandments of God, he must be in rebellion against God. As the fifth commandment affirms, things will not go well with him later on in life. Of course, there may be other and better applications of God's laws than what a parent teaches, but every young son must start with the commands of his mother and the law of his father. Later, he may improve upon these applications. This is how Christians and others, by God's common grace, have improved their cultures and received God's blessings of long life and prosperity in the land. Since the 1950s, much of this world's culture, music, manners, and art has disintegrated. This is mostly due to a worldwide rebellion against parents, a wholesale failure to keep the fifth commandment. They shall be as an ornament of grace unto your head. Mother's teachings should stay with her son for the rest of his life. Though there is much else to learn in life, the first lesson must stay with the young man. They are to be valued as precious truths and helpful guidances, as a gift of God, and an investment that will yield interest payments for the rest of his life. The highest gift a father gives a child is instruction about the Savior, how Jesus Christ came into the world to save us poor sinners from our sins. This is the ornament of grace that will set upon the head of children well into the eons of eternity. Now, Proverbs 1, verses 10 through 19. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy of gain. It takes away the life of its owners. Now comes a warning from this wise father to his son. Wicked companions are almost always the means by which young men are lured into the paths of sin. What fellowship has light with darkness? The apostle asks. These temptations come by social media, pop culture, schools, or even church youth groups. The young man or woman who is attracted to the company of unbelievers is already wandering from the paths of wisdom. The power of peer pressure and popular media is not to be underestimated. Since the advent of teen culture nurtured in large high schools in the 1930s and the explosion of popular music and media in the 1950s, powerful demonic forces have led the masses astray by the billions. Generation after generation, teens have been increasingly influenced by these forces instead of by their parents and pastors. This is a first in human history. The peer group or the popular crowd calls upon the lone youth to join up with them. To resist is to be consigned to the unpopular and to be social outcasts. First, the young man may be tempted by acceptance into the group. He learns their values. He talks their talk and submits to their standards of what is cool and commended. Before long, he is off the path of wisdom and well on his way through the gates of hell. The particular temptation treated in this section is covetousness. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Temptation draws upon a lusting within us, an uncontrolled desire for something that doesn't belong to us. The worldly principle is defined by this. Indeed, the world is all about appealing to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. The world worships money and mammon. Temptation may be identified quickly by clarifying the agenda and asking certain questions. What are the values underlying these advertisements and held to by these persons tempting us? What are their actions and what are the fruits of their actions? Comparing their values and agendas to God's law will clearly demonstrate the sin of it. They murder children for material gain. Women abort their own children to advance their careers. They steal other people's money for their own material benefit. These are the clear violations of the sixth and eighth commandments. Confiscating and redistributing other people's money for the benefit of a common purse is a wicked scheme. It is recognized in the modern world as revolutionary socialism. This has become the primary objective and agenda of most civil governments today, in line with the ideology of Karl Marx. Typically, these modern governments supported abortion, genocides, and bloody revolutions in order to accomplish their purposes. Thus, those who follow God will utterly reject all forms of socialism. They will refuse to vote for any of socialism's advocates or participate in their programs. Surely in vain, the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Birds are smart. Many humans are not. They walk into traps set out in broad daylight. The terrible consequences of killing, robbery, stealing, and communism should be extremely obvious to everybody. Whether these sins be taken up by whole countries, drug gangs, or individual teenagers, the end result is the same: utter devastation. Only a full-blown fool could fail to see the billions of examples in history where this lifestyle has brought about ruin to individuals, families, and whole societies. Those who walk in these bad paths are actually killing themselves. Hey, thanks for listening today. We hope this has been a helpful addition to the broadcast. This has been taken from our new Proverbs Bible Study Guide, soon to be released. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.